to another edition of the XFEP podcast. This is David Peralta, your host for the show, and we're going to cover some of the top stories from the 45n5.com/top100 make money online blogs. And the first story that I want to jump right into is 6 steps to a stress-free blogging habit from dailyblogtips.com. And basically, they give you some ideas on what you can do to make blogging easier. And if you're trying to make money from blogging online, anything to make your blogging efforts that much easier is always better and always appreciated. The list includes items like budgeting your time, performing certain tasks on certain days, develop many more ideas than you actually use, write more than you publish, set your posts for timed release, and write each week's posts in 1 or 2 batches. I've tried a few of these tips before. I've been working as a pro blogger for about 2 years now, and I think the real gold nuggets on this list are performing a certain task on certain days. I find if I focus my efforts on certain sites on certain days, or certain types of research on certain days, I actually do a lot better. I perform a lot better. Friday is probably one of my worst days for getting a lot of work done, so I really use that to finish up certain posts, deal with email, and start getting ready for the next week, because I'm not really going to produce very much content on Friday. It's just the way I am. It's just the way I work. I kind of start my week on Sunday, so Monday is not so bad. And Friday, I'm a little slower than normal, so I kind of wrap things up and get things ready to go for the next week. The other really good idea from this list is making sure that you write more than you publish. I actually have, I don't know, about 6 stories now on various sites in various stages of being finished. And, you know, it's always good to have those things in reserve. It's better to have surplus posts than not enough posts. And it really makes sense, especially if you want to deal with any kind of blogging emergency, which we've brought up before. All in all, it's a really great post. There's some really great information that you can take from it. It's definitely worth thinking about if you're having some difficult times blogging. The next story I wanted to cover comes to us from 45n5.com, and it's talking about his MoneyLink system. And this is the companion system to the top 100 list, but instead of just listing sites and ranking them, it shows the latest posts from a variety of the sites on the top 100 list. And he's already noticed a pattern in most of the blog posts. And that is in the titles. We keep using the same words in our titles. And some of those words include blog, money, Google, online, affiliate, new, free, blogging, marketing, traffic, AdSense, top, BlogRush, WordPress tips. You can take from that what you will, but it definitely seems like there's a pattern in the sites that are listed. Probably because they all cover the same niche, and that's, you know, why money and Google and affiliate are all listed very high on that list. But I think we'd be a lot better off trying to get away from some of these keywords, because they definitely seem to be highly competitive. If we're all writing posts about making money online, it's really hard to rank very well for that, because you're competing against everyone else. So, you know, look through this list on 45n5.com, take from it what you will. I suggest trying to figure out other keywords that you can use that don't appear on this list that you could probably rank a lot better for and still bring in a fair bit of traffic. So check it out. Maybe it'll be helpful to you, maybe it won't, but it's an interesting list nonetheless. The third post that I want to talk about today is from blogaboutyourblog.com, and it's about responding to your contact emails. If you're going to have your email address on your blog, or you're going to have a contact form in your blog, please respond to contacts. These people are taking their time out of their day. They're not just you know, stopping by and leaving again. They're actually adding value to you and your site usually. And whether it be through email or through the comments on your site, you know, try to respond to that. Try to create a conversation. Sometimes you can make a new friend. And one of the things that I really try to press upon bloggers is that networking is probably the most valuable thing you can do with your time. And there's no better way of networking than starting a line of communication with someone. So respond to your contact emails, respond to your comments, respond to any attempt at people trying to contact you and trying to start a dialogue with you. Even if it's to say, hey, I'm too busy right now, come back to me in a while and maybe we can talk about it some more. Because you know what? being polite is always a nice thing as well. On Self-Made Minds, there's a post that is entitled Buy for 2 years income and repay yourself in 1 year. And it talks about how you can go on DigitalPoint or SitePoint and some of these other very popular websites, buy a site that's doing, you know, okay, not too bad, and applying a little bit of time and effort to it to increase the earnings of that site and, you know, basically repay the price that you put into it in 12 months instead of the 24 months that they thought you were paying for it. Basically, it chronicles how Scott was able to take a site that was making between $5 and $8 a day in AdSense to make $13 to $20 a day in AdSense. And that's a big shift in earnings. And basically, he's coming up to the point where he's quadrupling how much it made every day, which means he's going to be paying himself some pretty good dividends over the next little while. And that's a pretty good return on investment for his money. And it's not uncommon nowadays to find blogs that, you know, they really haven't taken the time to deal with search engine optimization, where they haven't taken the time to really deal with placing their advertising properly, and they're really not making as much money as they could be making if they had done so. And so there's some good deals to be had. So keep your eye open on DigitalPoint and on SitePoint and some of the other sites, and you know, maybe you can get lucky too to make a few bucks off a site in the next year or so. The next post comes to us from Just Make Money Online. This is a B5 Media blog, and actually it's to me one of their better ones, and it covers the recent shift by Namecheap and really a lot of other domain registrars to increase their price per year per domain name. And Namecheap is going from $8.88 to $9.29. And this affects .coms, .nets, pretty much every top-level domain registration that you're looking at. It's not going to be a fun thing. If you have 100 domains, you're looking at, you know, paying a few extra bucks, that's for sure. And not something that a lot of us want to deal with. It probably won't filter out any of the domainers out there that are buying and selling domains and making ridiculous profits off it. But it is interesting that we're seeing an upward trend again in domain prices. According to the press release, the reason behind this increase in price is because VeriSign needs to upgrade its existing DNS systems. I pretty much call bullshit on this. I'm not even sure I'm really allowed to say that even on my own podcast, but this is a bunch of garbage. You know, computer technology, network technology, the whole nine yards is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Do they really need to increase the price of domains just so that they can upgrade their DNS systems? I highly doubt it. This looks like a big profit grab to me. And, you know, congratulations to whoever's going to be making the money off of this. And I kind of wish it was me. So check out justmakemoneyonline.com. It has a good post about the domain name price increase, especially coming from Namecheap. The second last post comes from jimcockrell.com. He's a pretty popular guy online, and he's done some interesting things. And he is telling it like it is. He has a post up called Only a Handful of Blogs Actually Make Money Online. And this is something that I've been struggling with. It's a short post, but it's really succinct. It's really to the point. It really tells you how it is. And basically, in one line, it sums it up really nicely. This is hard, hard work. Blogging for money or blogging to make money, freelance writing online, whatever you want to call it, it is not an easy job. It really takes a lot of passion, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of focus, a lot of commitment. And, you know, there's things that a lot of people don't even think about. They just think they can write the content and the world will come and read what they have to say. And it's not like that. You have to promote your content. You have to network with people that can help you out. You have to guest blog. You have to spend all kinds of time dealing with marketing, with advertising, with promotions, with dealing with server information, or even dealing with moderating comments. You really don't realize how much time and effort and energy this all takes. And if you don't really give it your all, you'll never get back from it what you're hoping. You know, I've seen so many blogs just start and fizzle out and die over a period of time, and I've actually run a few of them myself where I just couldn't put in the effort that the site deserved. And you really have to think about that before you get into this industry. Great post by Jim. Definitely worth a read. Definitely worth a comment. And I would love to see more people actually tell it like it is. Tell everyone that it's not an easy job. Tell them that it is possible for them to make money online, but don't make it sound like they can do it overnight. Don't make it sound like it's the easiest job or the best job in the world. Try to balance the facts. Try to give them the real view of what it is like to be a professional blogger or blog towards the end of making money. Even just dealing with moving your ads around or trying to bring traffic in, those can be pretty time consuming and pretty stressful. And we should be telling that kind of information to the world. And if you don't, I think you're really doing a lot of your readers, especially if your blog is about making money online, I think you're doing your readers a huge disservice if you're not letting them know this information, if you're not letting them know the struggles that they might have to go through to get to the end result of making money online. My last post of the day comes from Vandalay Website Design. One of the recent posts is called Organizational Tips for Bloggers, and it gives you a breakdown of around 25 posts that might help you get organized in your blogging. It's along the same lines as Daily Blog Tips post that I started this podcast with, but it's definitely a little bit shorter. It definitely has a few more ideas. It even points out some plugins for WordPress that might help you, you know, reclaim some of that time you've been spending managing comments and other things. And it talks about, you know, services like Google Calendars and Delicious. These are great things that you can really use to your advantage if you spend the time organizing them. A great post on Vandalay Design, definitely worth a quick read. Not really something, you know, all that special. You could find this post on a few other blogs, but there's some interesting links in here to things that might help you organize yourself and your blog just that little bit better. Well, that's about all the posts that I want to talk about today. I really wanted to also mention to everyone that I'm looking at starting some new projects and getting some new things off the ground. Actually, I'm even trying to convince my wife to start blogging a little bit, and hopefully we'll see some different things come from that. If you're interested in being on the show or you have a post that you would like me to look over and maybe mention on the show, please give me a quick contact via the contact form on xfep.com/contact, and I'll get back to you. I really love receiving feedback, and you know, there's so much going on in the blogging world that maybe I can help you out with a little bit of advice. Until next time, keep blogging.